Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, listeners. This is Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We appreciate you joining us each and every Sunday, and this week is no exception to our previous weeks with wonderful guests, useful information, a lot of fun, a lot of engagement. We're just so pleased to have our special guest with us today, and we're going to talk with her in just a few moments. I just want to take a moment out to greet our new listeners. So wherever you are in the world, if this is your first time tuning in with us, we wish you a welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us on today. Walking Into a New Life is the name of our nonprofit organization, and our mission is to provide tangible resources for individuals who have been affected by domestic violence. We also offer community engagement, we provide awareness, we host events throughout the year, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of those upcoming events that we have. So no matter where you are in the world, of course, we are headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee, but we have some things that you can get involved in no matter where you are. And then, of course, there are a couple of local things that are taking place. So if you happen to be coming to Memphis during that time, or if you know someone who is in Memphis, we strongly encourage you to share our information with them. We would love to have them participate. So, again, that's going to come up a little bit later in the show, so we want you to stay tuned. And as always, we just ask that if you are joining us late, you know, go ahead and share this broadcast with others. Get the information out. Let's spread the word. Let's keep Boots on the Ground moving, because each and every week we are providing you with information, news, and resources from people around the globe who are doing amazing things. And this week's guest is no exception. We have had the pleasure of having her on our show in the past, and she has a wonderful event that's coming up here in just a couple of weeks. And so I wanted to make sure that we got her back on the show to talk about it and to just kind of share with us what she's been up to lately. She is a best-selling, in fact, a three-time best-selling author. She is the CEO and founder of Capstone Experience. She is just a multi-talented, multifaceted woman. She is a family and community leader. She's the visionary of the Igniting the Fire movement. So without further ado, let us bring back to the show the fabulous, multi-talented LaTracy Copeland Hughes. LaTracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Joyce, for having me. I appreciate it, and I call it an honor to join you on this Sunday.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. The honor is ours. Trust me, it is ours. I'm just so glad that you have time to actually join us, because I tell you, and I say this without exaggeration, listening audience, this woman is a busy, busy woman. She does a lot. So for those of you who are not familiar with who she is, I am going to open the floor up at this time and allow her to just come to you in her own way to tell you a little bit about who she is. So without further ado, LaTracy, the floor is yours.
Awesome. All right, you guys. Well, it is Sunday, and it is April 9th, and I am here with Joyce, and as she mentioned before, this was my second time being on the show with her. And when she was saying my snippet of the bio, I was like, wow, who is that woman? basically, because I find it an honor and a privilege to be able to serve, and I appreciate any opportunity that I have to serve on any platform, because I don't necessarily feel that I am, let me just back up a little bit. You know how you can be in a place where you are among greatness, and when you are among greatness, it's like, wow, I'm in that place? Well,
yes.
To be in that place, not only virtually now, but even 2 weeks ago when we were together in person, it was like, we belong there. And so now that we are on the air, everyone who is connected to us and who is listening, you belong right where you are. And just like Joyce mentioned, yes, I am a busy woman. I am a mogul. I'm a mommy first. I am a Jesus freak. I love to have fun. I love to live life. And I love serving. And that says a whole lot about me, but I'm the same one that you see online as you see in person. And Joyce can attest to that, because the morning that we met face-to-face, it was like a family reunion. Like, we just got up, and that was it. And it was the divine connection. And so I take pride in knowing that I'm connected to greatness. So to tell you a little bit more about me, and that's not vain, everyone in which I connect with, I pull out that greatness in them, because I don't want to see it laying dormant, because the world is waiting on you. And so I take pride in having the opportunity to be a part of being one with boots on the ground, because you have to at all times be ready for whatever happens in the trenches. And so not only as a publisher, a writer, yes, like she mentioned, the 3-time best-selling author, those are great accolades, but if one can't serve, then it's not necessarily even worth it. And so I take pride in that. Like Joyce mentioned before, being busy is, yes, that's who I am in this season, but to be about my Father's business is who I am. And so daily, I learn from life lessons, experiences, and little snippets of things that may take place to not only share my truth, my struggle, and my victories with others, because I believe that even as I wear different titles and I have different accolades, and none of that even matters if people don't understand the real me. And so we all have a story. And the last time that I was on, I shared a partial snippet of my story, and we were speaking about domestic violence, and that is the mission of Joyce's company, and I understand that, but we also need to share the victories. And in sharing the victories, yes, people need to understand that even though you go through and even though you may experience some things in life, it is important to know that your story matters. And while it matters, it not only can affect those in which you know virtually, but those you meet in person. Only have the opportunity to meet in person once. But the impact and the influence that we have on not only each other's lives, but also on the lives of everyone we meet, is why we do what we do. Because our story has mattered, and we don't have to stay where we are. And so in the season that I am in life, I realized that if a person identifies their story and realizes that it matters, that they can move from being a victim to being victorious, and they can elevate from right where they are in their current condition with whatever they have in their hands so that they can move forward and being victorious, which moves forward to the things that we're doing in the community. It's great. It's great to write it. And yes, I am a publisher. And if you have a story in your belly, I am one who you can connect with. And my website for the publishing aspect is www.purposefulpublishing.org. That is www.purposefulpublishing.org. But even in saying that, there are people that have a story and may not even know what to do with it. And so to share with you what to do with your story, I have not only researched, but I have studied and I've invested in not only myself, but also those in which I work with, so that they realize that your story matters and you can make money from your story.
see a lot of people don't realize that. Your story is not just for you, but it is a way to make profit. It is also a way to exemplify your purpose as well as for you to walk in your passion. I live by that. I live by that daily. I work with my coaching clients under that those outcomes daily because it's important. The things that you go through in life, they all come together and they all work out for your good. It's not just a biblical principle. It is natural as well. And so when Joyce and I were speaking about this opportunity to be on the show, I said, well, you know, I realized that we met and we connected under domestic violence. But what came from that was the idea that everyone has a story and that it matters, and that I became a 3-time best-selling author because of my story. And I have yet, which convictions to stand, I have yet to publish my entire story, my memoir, but it will be out in November. So, Joyce, I publicly said it.
Oh, all right.
So,
awesome.
Because there's so many people who say, okay, well, we've read snippets of it. We've heard you share a little bit of your story, but we want it all. Well, you can't have it all necessarily because it's still being birthed. But it's important because a lot of people have to know that they are not alone. So if you've been married and divorced, I got you. If you've been single, I got you. If you've been a single mother, I got you. I mean, if you've had money, I got you. If you've been broke, eating potted meat and some crackers, I got you too. So, you know, it's important. So you laughing, but I mean, I hand out spam for Christmas. And I do that because I want to continue to be humble for the experience.
Right.
Crazy.
Wow. Well, you know what? I am excited for you. Congratulations, lady.
Thank you so much. I sit back and I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. Ah, nah. And I had been putting it off because I love doing anthologies, and that's where my heart is because it pulls out the best in people. But even in those anthologies, I would do a chapter here or a chapter there of my story, some emails. Well, what about this part? And what about that? Or I'll put a little bit on Facebook. And they'll say, well, what about that? I want people to know that they're not by themselves and that they don't have to seem alone while they're going through, whether it's a moment where bills are high and money's low or kids are acting out or you're in the process of being a public figure and you're going through a public divorce. Been there, done that. I wrote the chapters. So, I mean, I need people to realize they are not alone in their journey. And I've made money from it. My last book, I made over $5,000 in a 2-month span on one book alone, and that book was only being sold for $8. $5,000, that's gross revenue. And I did it, right? You know, because of the secrets and the tips that I have. And so this is what I teach my clients. You can make money from your stories. For many, many years, the last book that I wrote was called Emancipate Me. And it's about being free. Because for so many years, I was in bondage because of self-doubt, because of a lack of self-discovery of who I was and whose I was. And I'll be honest and say that we all go through different seasons in life where we don't always believe in who we are or the gifts and talents of what we bestow. And so it took me over 25 years to write this book because people kept saying, well, you're a woman of God, you can't write like that, or you're a wife and you can't write like that, or you're a mother, what will your kids say about that experience? Well, my kids needed to know that their mother was raped and molested. My children needed to know that I went through different things in life and my outlet was journaling. My children needed to know that. So
right.
when
right.
my my 13-year-old was helping me because I wrote it in my journal, and I said, sweetie, I need you to type this up for me because I don't want to send it to the VA. I want it in-house. I want it done. I need you to type it up. And she was like, Mom, does that say whore? But we had to have those tough discussions because if I don't, who will?
Right.
I'm a firm believer that it starts at home and it spreads abroad. And so it took me 25 years to publish some of that work. And when I finally published it, you're talking about free. And I really didn't even publicize that book and made over $5,000 in less than 2 months. The book Raising a Proverb 31 Woman, that is an anthology book. I made over $10,000 on that book just over Thanksgiving, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, in the last quarter. And that book was originally written in March of 2014. But a lot of people don't realize when you have a story, it may stink. It may not feel good. You may not want to be exposed or vulnerable, but those stories all matter. They matter, and someone else may be going through the same thing that you are going through, and they need to hear it. So that's where I am, and that's what has led me to the Speakers and Writers Retreat. When I came on, it was last year, so before that, we had just held the Igniting the Fires conference here in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Right.
And it was fantastic. It was international. The influence and impact was outstanding. But right after that, my entire world crumbled. And when it crumbled publicly. And people didn't realize that I can share what I was going through after I overcame it. I wouldn't recommend telling your story while you're going through it. And don't use anybody's
right.
name to make it sue you.
That's exactly right. Yes. If you don't get anything else from that little part, please listen, audience. Make sure you pay attention to that. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
Do not share your story while you're going through it, and do not share someone else's name. Make it fictitious. Make a fictitious characteristics about that person, but tell your story from your perspective, from an empowerment side, not from a victim mentality. And so with all of those things that took place, I decided with putting out surveys, you have to ask questions. People don't realize you get what you need by asking the right questions. And so I asked, as a publisher, what do you need as a writer and a speaker? Because there are so many times that people reach out to me to be on my platform in different capacities and to speak, and it's been phenomenal. But in that, they don't know how to make money as a speaker. They don't know how to be exposed as a speaker. They don't know how to position themselves as a speaker, even as a writer. And I believe firmly that a speaker should also be a writer, and a writer should be a speaker. You don't have to write 30 books in order for you to validate that you know how to write a book. You can write one book, and you can make money from that book. Example, when you hear preachers go all over the world and they preach, they have preached from one topic most times or one subject. They just switch it around and they change it. They may hoop a little bit in the beginning on one church. They may hoop a little bit in the middle on another church. And the last church,
come on,
they go in and they mix it up a little bit. And so you have to pay attention. So, I mean, and when you still have your 3 points, because, you know, I'm teaching here. I'm giving content. When you are speaking, you need to have 3 to 5 talking. What are your talking points? And are they going to be the same every time you speak? Is that your signature speech? Is that who you're going to speak to all the time? Who is your target reader or your target audience? And you have to tailor or position yourself to find those people to speak to. All of those things are very important And all of those things are evident when it comes down to positioning yourself as a speaker or a writer. And so I'm not knocking anyone who's had these big, elaborate conferences because they're amazing. We just left one 2 weeks ago that was life-changing. But even in that, to have the intimacy of a retreat, the one-on-one with experts that can pour into your life and that can serve you, if you were to reach out to these experts and they were to coach you one-on-one, it's going to be a pretty penny. Their hourly
right.
wages, your brain. No, this is serious.
And, that's right.
And so people need, yes, so people need to realize when you are connected to greatness, you have no other option but to walk in it yourself unless you are dragging your feet in mud. There is no reason why you should not be successful if you are connected to greatness. And Joyce and I are greatness. I'm just going to say it. We are. We the bomb.com.
All right.
We got
all right.
It
I received that. Okay.
You know,
that's right. That's
yes.
right.
And if you have ever had an opportunity to get on a dance floor with either one of us, oh, yeah, it's on and popping when it's time to step. So.
That was a lot of fun. You all who were not at Epic, you missed out with that. That's for another time.
Yes. Yes. See, we gotta plan that one. We have to have a stepper's party. I mean, that's it. I mean, we are amazing, and it's not a vain thing to say who you are. It's being confident in who you are. And so, as a speaker and a writer, I enjoy serving. So I enjoy positioning individuals who have made up their minds to say yes to their future, their legacy, so that they can move at a writer who knows how to monetize their gifts and talents properly without being manipulated. And so there's so many people who say, I want to be on CNN, I want to be on BET, I want to be on ABC. Okay, I've been on a majority of those. We have not only myself, but we have T.J. Mercer, who is our keynote speaker. T.J. Mercer is a media maverick. She will teach you
yeah.
how to be out there. Oh, she is phenomenal. The world's best hugger, too. She can change the atmosphere. I thought I was dope. You know, she can change the atmosphere at the drop of a dime. And she is going to be our keynote speaker. We also have Mayor Franklin Dees out of North Carolina. Have you ever heard that your story did not matter, but then you read someone else's story and you are in tears throughout the entire process? Man
right.
went to jail and turned around and became the mayor of the same city in which you went to jail in. You can't tell me that your message
oh,
doesn't
wow.
matter. And so he is going to be one of our speakers. We have Coach Shar. Coach Shar is out of Michigan and phenomenal coach. She is a lover of the Lord, and she will work with you right where you are, but she's not going to let you settle in that place. The old mentality must be broken, and she's going to show you how to have that balance as that elevation. So I love the people that I'm connected to. We also have the women of Shoe Fetish. I don't know if you've heard of them. Ms. Sharon Bennett.
I have.
And Patrice Moore. Yes, yes, they will be in the house.
I have.
So if you guys are in Atlanta, yes, if you guys are in Atlanta, we have less than 2 weeks, April 20th through the 23rd, we will be in Atlanta, Georgia. But let me tell you about Shoe Fetish. When I heard Shoe Fetish, I was like, because y'all know I'm still street. So, so I was like, Shoe Fetish. All right. Mm-hmm. And then I had to read more into them because, see, so many people judge a book by its cover. So many people judge a person by the things that they say. No, you need to look at the actions. You need to look at what's behind the scenes. And so when I started reading about the Shoe Fetish movement, I realize we are all in that place, both men and women. So men, don't think that you're going to be cut out this weekend to realize the shoes that you wear a part of your journey or impact your future. And so we will have a phenomenal time with that.
Yes.
We also have, oh my goodness, we also have Pastor Jeffrey Moore. I just threw out the fact that he's a pastor because that was my first interaction with him was as a pastor, right? You know,
okay.
People online always call me, always call me pastor or minister or something. They won't even ordain me. You know what I'm saying? They won't even ordain me. But you know, that's a whole nother story. That's, you know, but it's all God. It's good. that made me laugh.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we got some online conversation afterwards. Okay.
Yes, we will have to have a sidebar of that one. I know. Pastor Jeffrey Moore is—he's an amazing marketing guru. This man—it's funny, my brother. He's a white man, right? And y'all know I'm black.
Okay.
But he is truly my—he's truly my brother from another mother, and I'm telling you, radio, TV, print, anything media, he's there. He's got it. But he can also preach your socks off. So I'm just like, the combination by itself is amazing. And so he'll be coming in speaking to you about how to position yourself in the area of media and whatever facet you choose to use, and understanding that it doesn't have to cost you a whole lot of money. We will have Whitney Turner, who will be coming in, and Whitney is a consultant in business, and so she will show you, but are not serious about making it into a business. You have to be serious because, one, you're leaving money on the table, and, two, while you're leaving money on the table, you're hungry, and you broke, busted, and disgusted sitting on Facebook with these beautiful memes acting as if you're making a whole lot of money. Stop playing with yourself. And I say that because you can sit behind social media and be fake and be phony and want what you want, but because you don't know the proper tools and how to execute it, you're not making the money that you need. You're not getting the tax breaks that you need. You're not understanding the process in what you have and how to monetize it. And so Whitney is an amazing consultant who will be teaching from that component. Now we have Tani Fears. Tani is a native of Georgia who is the owner and operator of Tani Logs. She has worked with Ludacris and others, not only in print but also in their marketing materials. But she's an editor, and she is phenomenal at what she does. And it's great to have someone who is in-house who can show you. You bring your manuscript with you, you got it. I mean, this is one-on-one influence. And so everyone who was there has a key component in the lifestyle. I was going to say the lifestyle of Richard Famous. I am so silly. Oh, God. I'm so silly. Okay.
That's all right, so it is a rich and famous, a holistically rich and famous, that's right.
Yes, but those who desire to be speakers and writers, everyone there has a concept and has an expertise that can assist you from making no money to making some money, whatever your goal is. So, for example, me owning Purposeful Publishing and Consulting, I love what I do. I can work with an individual from start to finish and up to growth. Those are individuals within the first 5 years of their career as a speaker, a writer. That's my target market. That's who I work with because I believe that we all overcome by the word of our testimony. And a lot of people don't realize the importance behind your testimony and how that test, you don't have to remain there. And so learning the tools and the trades that you need to monetize that thing while you're walking in your purpose, because when you go through things, it's a little tough, but there are lessons that you need to learn that will bring you from where you are to an upgrade, right? And
I not only
felt that it was important for me being the host of the conference, conference, but for me to bring in experts of the field who can help you, like TJ Mercer, who can help you get on major broadcasts and your one talk and your signature talk and, you know, learning those things. I teach those things as well, but I believe in collaboration instead of competing. These are my purpose partners. These are people who understand that we're all out here to help one another, and we're not here to compete. In the, I have a team of individuals who have decided to show up and show out on your behalf to pour into you during this weekend. It's going to be an intimate environment. We are going to have an amazing time. We have individuals coming from Hawaii. We have people coming from Michigan and Indiana and Florida. It's crazy. We have people coming in from all over who have decided to say yes to their future. And so for you to have that same opportunity, all you have to do is say yes. I've offered payment arrangements. I've offered buy one, get one. I've offered just show up with your friend and, you know, all those different things, because I realize that it's important that we don't grow alone. And I see the importance of how much money you can make and how much of an impact you can make by bringing in others that have amazing expertise to what Writer's Retreat is all about. You should not invest the money on writing a book and not make any money from it. You shouldn't. You should not have a book on your shelf collecting dust and it's not being sold. Half of the people connected to me on social media have written books, and I didn't even know they wrote books because they never tell anybody. They're Secret Service. That's it, just Secret Service. I realized that unless I say tag a speaker or tag a writer or tag anybody, then you don't know who they are or even what they're doing. And that has to stop because we need each other. We truly need each other. And it's a blessing because Boots on the Ground began as a movement for domestic violence. Yes, domestic violence was my battle. It was. But I didn't have to stay there. And I've actually made a whole lot of money from it. It's just bad to say, but I made a whole lot of money from it because I didn't have to stay there. And my sisters realized, oh, man, she went through it, but she didn't stay there. No.
Right.
No, you don't have to.
And
there are
other
people who are in.
Glad. I'm so glad that you said it and said it in that way, that, you know, a lot of times I think people are afraid with Tracy to share, you know, their experiences or to write a book or they don't want to sell it because they don't want to feel like they're selling their experiences, so to speak. And I always say that's just the wrong approach to have with that. It's a way of income. It's a way to take care of yourself, to support your family. And at the same time that you're doing that, you're also supporting someone else's family, someone else's ideas and perceptions and misconceptions about domestic violence, sexual assault, personal development, going to counseling, you know, the importance of writing and speaking and how all those things are put together. So, you know, never be ashamed of your experiences and never be ashamed to put them in print and to sell it, because people are doing it all the time and they are making a ton of money doing it. So don't ever feel like you should hide, you know, not share your gifts, your talents. I believe that's what they're given to us for, you know. But I also believe that God does not want his people to walk around on this earth in financial ruin either. So he's given us opportunities to speak, to train, to travel, to reach the masses in whatever gift, talent, skills, abilities he's given us to do that. And, you know, I don't understand when people will say that, you know, well, I'm just doing this because it's been given to me, and, you know, I'm just going to give it all away for free, And but you're hungry, as you said, you're hungry. You're physically hungry, you're emotionally hungry, and you're sitting here looking for bread, and it's in front of you. You know, so
yeah.
I'm so glad that you presented that in that way. And for those who are listening, you know, don't be ashamed, don't be afraid. I felt a sense of conviction as you were sharing about the retreat and all the things that you have to offer with the retreat. My sense of conviction came from the fact that, you know, I've written a book, and I do share it with people, but I don't share it as often as I should be, and I don't promote it the way that I should, at least on a consistent basis. And that's something that is going to stop for me today, as effective when our interview is over. So, you know, I have to look at it too and think to myself, okay, now, you know, can I fit that shoe that she's put out there? And I do to a certain degree. So I'm aware and I own it. And the interesting part is our organization is called Walking Into a New Life, and our logo is a shoe. And it's a high heel. It's a high heel shoe. And I was very specific about wanting that shoe to be a high heel because I wanted people to understand that they need to stand tall, even in their adversity, stand tall in their valley moments. So when they're at their peak, they're even higher. You know, the flat shoe was comfortable, but it's just something about an elevated, raised heel that just speaks in it. Maybe it's because I'm short, you know, so I like being up high. I like that heel. I like what it represents. I like that it represents strength, that it can hold me up. It supports me. It elevates me. And that's why our shoe is designed the way that it is. Put those flats on when you need to and walk in comfort, but I've walked comfortably in my 5-inch heels. I own a couple of pairs, and I walk very comfortable in them, and I hold my head up high. That's another conversation for another time. I do want to point out a couple of things that you did share. Oh, and for those of you who are just tuning in, because I did see several people come on midway of our conversation, we are online today with LaTracy Copeland Hughes. I'm just going to ask you all, please go back and listen to the replay. Please make sure that you go back and get this information. She has dropped so many wonderful nuggets throughout this interview. Oh, my goodness, there's no way for me to go back and recap it all. So the best thing for you to do is to go back and listen to the replay. This conference that she has coming up, this retreat, it is going to be off the chain. I cannot give it justice by replaying and recapping it all, so you've got to go back and listen to the replay. The speakers are going to be phenomenal. She has a story in itself, just the things that she shared and things that she's been able to accomplish. And if you are looking for someone to work with to get your story out there, she says you have a story in your belly. She has purposefullypublishing.org, and I'm going to also share that information on our fan page, on our website. So you'll have it. Connect with LaTracy online, and I'm going to come back to her in a moment and give her an opportunity to tell how to get in touch with her as well as anything else that she has coming up. But I just wanted, especially for our new listeners and the ones that kind of hopped on late, I really, really want you to go back and listen to this replay. And then not only listen to it for yourself, share it with someone else. Because if you are a speaker, a writer, you're looking to speak and write, and as she says, she loves to see you pursue both. If you're going to be a speaker, be a writer. If you're writing, then you speak. She can help you with the amazing team that she has of individuals traveling from around the country to get you on the right path and help you to make some serious money and in a short amount of time. So, again, as I told you at one point when we were talking, I will be talking with you offline about some other things. As far as walking into a new life is concerned, I do just want to briefly share with you all that we have a couple of things that we have going on that we really want you to participate in. So if you are in the Memphis, Tennessee area, we do have an event coming up called Sync for Your Life, and that's going to take place on April the 21st, which is a Friday.
It's going to be at Drew's Bar on Madison Avenue, and the flyer and all of the information is available on our website as well as on our social media platforms. And it's absolutely free to come. We're just asking people to give donations at the door. But, again, there's absolutely no cover. So if you're looking for live entertainment, we're going to have it for you. So there's going to be some great live performances. We're also going to have karaoke. We're going to have lip sync. We're going to have some giveaways. We'll have a couple of people to come and speak and share about just the purpose and the occasion of why we are there. And, again, it is absolutely free to attend. So bring your business cards, bring your organization's information, because we're going to be networking, mix and mingle. Our understanding is that they'll have jello shots there for donations as well. But all of this is to benefit survivors of domestic violence and their quest to become holistically self-sufficient. We have a couple of programs that we are really pushing right now. One is to encourage survivors of abuse to start their own business, and we want to help to give them the resources that they need to not only start it but to successfully maintain it. And then we also have flex cards that we give to individuals who just need a little bit of encouragement, a little extra boost. They may be between paychecks. They may just need gas or to pay on a particular bill. So this is just a way of being able to help that process along for them. And then lastly, for those who just need to relocate, and they realize that being in the city is not the most advantageous thing for them to do for their safety or for that of their children, we want to be able to get them to a place of safety and be able to start their lives in a new place. So we ask you to please, please, please come out to this event. You know, help us, support us. If you can't come, just send the donations by way of mail, or you can simply go online. Our website is WIANL.org. Again, it's WIANL.org. And the other thing that I want to mention on this broadcast is this month we are collecting old cell phones. So if you have old cell phones, and this, I don't care where you are in the listening community. So if you happen to not be in Memphis, but you still want to participate in this cell phone drive, please reach out to us at info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org, so that we can talk to you about how to collect them. It's absolutely free. What this does is those phones are actually given to survivors of abuse so that they can safely communicate with individuals. You know, a lot of times survivors have cell phone plans that are controlled by their abuser. And so it's not always safe for them to use the phone, or maybe they disconnect the services. Verizon Wireless has a Hopeline company or organization where their sole purpose is to take those old cell phones, clean them, refurbish them, program them, and give them to survivors. So we are in partnership with them on that. So if you're in the Memphis area, we can gladly give you a box, a poster, flyer, whatever you need. If you're outside of the Memphis area but you want to participate, we can tell you how to do that too and get those phones from you. So reach out to us. Let us help others to become self-sufficient and self-sustaining. These, again, are very minimal cost, free, you know, just ways that we can help others to heal. So just wanted to share those points with those of you who have asked. I want to thank those who are already participating, those who plan to come to participate in the lip syncing, the karaoke, or they just want to come and be in the audience. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know some of them are listening, and I'm so grateful to all of you for encouraging Walking Into a New Life to keep going forward with the work that we do. So as we come down to our last segment of the show, Tracy, I want to ask you, if you would, to please share with the listening audience how they can get in touch with you, and then also to share about any upcoming events that you have that you would like for the audience to know about.
All right. Well, I am on all social media facets. On Facebook, I am LaTracy Copeland Hughes, professional page, as well as my personal page. You can also inbox me. I am on Instagram, Igniting the Fire Movement. I am on Twitter, Igniting Fire. And if you just Google me, my contact information is there, LaTracy Copeland Hughes. My website for the upcoming event is ignitingthefire.co, ignitingthefire.co. And on there you will find out about the upcoming speakers and writers retreat, as well as our conference coming up in October, publishing needs. We are at purposefulpublishing.org. Yes, I believe in multiple streams of income. I live it, I teach it, and I am that example. So it is purposefulpublishing.org for all of your publishing needs. Right now we currently have a special where if you would like to publish your individual book, we have a layaway plan. Yep, no excuses.
Wow.
A layaway plan.
Okay.
With a deposit of $99 down, and we would come up with a customizable layaway plan for you to have your books published. Our upcoming event this Tuesday, free registration. Find me on social media. I'll also post it with Joyce as well. We have our upcoming Get Money Speakers Edition free webinar this Tuesday coming up at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we have the phenomenal New York best-selling author extraordinaire, J.L. King. Many of you know J.L. King from being on Auntie O's couch three times, actually, working with Oprah. And he gained his startup from not only speaking, but also having the book and the story of On the Down Low. So JL and I have worked together for the last 5 years, and it is a blessing that we are working together on this webinar that is coming up. So if you don't believe my expertise, I also have brought back the juicy. And so J.L. King,
okay.
I'm showing you from his expertise, because he is a New York best-selling author. I am an Amazon best-selling author, and New York best-selling means that you have sold over a certain amount of money for your book,
mm-hmm.
right? And so
right.
within that, he has made over $350,000 on one book, speaking engagements, the whole nine yards. So if you want the goods, it is possible. Go ahead and sign up. That will be this Tuesday. And you can connect with me on my pages, any of my pages, to get that information. And then, as we spoke about earlier, the Speakers and Writers Retreat will be in Atlanta, Georgia, April 20th through the 23rd. And it will be an intimate retreat where you will gain the knowledge that you need. If you have not written a book, that is okay. Be in the place. Purchase your ticket, get your room, call me, email me, text me, we'll get you a roommate, we'll make it happen. If you want to be in the place and you need to be there for your own journey, contact me. I don't believe that anyone that needs to be in the room should not be there. And so I'm a firm believer of that. There has been many opportunities where I wanted to do things in life and I just reached out and made a phone call. You never know if someone has gifted a ticket, sponsored a ticket, or a ticket already had your name on it. You never know. You should just be in the place. It is an opportunity for you to not only grow, but to know the information that you need. There are fantastic speakers that will be there that can work with you one-on-one. And this is an opportunity for you to go from where you are to where you want to be. How many people want to make $1,000 a month in their book? But you got to do the work. But you have to know how to do it. So this is an opportunity for you to get out there, to get exposure, to get influence, to get connections and networking with people from all over the world, to get out there. If you have a book already, bring it to the retreat. Don't lose an opportunity to sell your book. Don't get an opportunity, I mean, don't lose an opportunity for you not to share. Before we get off, I want to hear where we can purchase Joyce's book. I mean, there are opportunities that are there. because we have to encourage one another. And so meet me at any of those different facets. Connect with me. I'm all over social media, and I'm ready to serve. And we all have a story, and it matters. Just make sure that it matters to you. And so I look forward to working with you in the future, and I'm grateful for Joyce giving me this opportunity to be on air tonight.
Oh, Tracy, you know, I am so very glad that you accepted. And, you know, one of the things that you talked about at the top of the hour is the fact that, you know, our first time meeting was a couple of weeks ago at a conference. And mm-hmm. it was like we've always known each other. And as we were yeah. talking, and I'm going to also have a mutual friend of ours, when we were talking about the dressing room, and she mentioned that, and I thought, oh, I've heard of that before, and I've shared it on our site, and I thought, oh, this is who the choice was. You know, just so now she's going to be a guest on the show as well. And I thought, this is so amazing. I love the fact that you talked about collaborating instead of competing. And what a yes. wonderful world we could have, and specifically a wonderful sisterhood that we could have if more of us practiced the art of collaborating instead of competing. And so I want to learn more, even more, about what you're doing and when you're doing it and how you're doing it. And I hope that those who have tuned in, whether you tuned in late or if you caught it from the very beginning, that you will take advantage of all that she shared specifically about this retreat that's coming up. Because as she said, if you want to go, you know this is where you need to be, give her a call. Don't let, I don't have the money right now, don't let that stop you from an opportunity that could possibly be life-changing for you. And I say that without exaggeration. It can be life-changing for you. And I would strongly encourage you, because I have had the opportunity to interact with her. You all have just done this for this last hour. I have had the opportunity to do that in person. We've had her on the show before. And the things that she's sharing, she's very honest, she's very open, she's been very transparent, and she's also been very successful. And I hope that you all caught all of that while she talked. And I like the fact that you also talked about being a servant. So all the accolades that you have and the money that you've been blessed having the opportunity to make and the people that you've been connected to, but you talked about having a servant attitude. And that is so key, I believe, that having that inner spirit, that connection, a spiritual foundation is the key to ultimate holistic success. And then lastly, mm-hmm. just that you talked about, you know, just being an impactful person. Tyshina Davis gave she did a Facebook Live a few days ago when she announced the winners of the Indie, well, the finalists for the Indie Author Legacy Awards. And I'm proud to say that I am one yes. of the seven finalists as well. And
yes.
So I'm really, honor. I mean, I'm, yeah, I'm truly excited about that. And what she said, and I want to kind of close out with it, as well as to share how to get my book too. I will mention that. But what she talked about was that the finalists were selected not just because they had written a book. And it's not, the voting is not determined by who's the most popular on social media, who's got the biggest following. It's about community service. And so I'm especially humbled to be included in those seven finalists because, as she said, you can be popular but not impactful. And I thought that was powerful because there are a lot of people who are famous and well-known, but they're not really doing the work. They don't really have the boots on the ground. They're not people that you can pick up a phone and call and talk to and interact and have that one-on-one and know that you are going to be positively impacted. When I listen to you talk about all of the great speakers that you're going to have at this retreat, and I listen to you share about all of the things that you bring to the table, that's impactful. Yes, some of those individuals that you mentioned, They are very popular, and they are well known, but they also are impactful. And you, as you said, and you acknowledge it, I'm glad that you acknowledge that about yourself, but I'm going to say it to you, you are a representation of greatness. You are every bit of what you described about these other people. And for this listening audience, that's you. That is you in the making. All you have to do is say yes to yourself. Reach out to LaTracy. She's giving you all the different avenues to reach out to her. Google her name. If you don't want to go back and listen to everything that's been said on the interview tonight, which I hope and pray that you will, so that you can actually hear it and hear it in her voice and in her tone and in her spirit. But if nothing else, Google her, because all of her information will pop up. Get in touch with her. Say yes to yourself and make that first step, because, as she said, you never know who's gifted a ticket, who's willing to work with you, payment plans, all kinds of great things. But you have to start by saying yes to yourself. So to buy Joyce Collins' book, which is called Restoring the Whole in My Soul, and whole is spelled W-H-O-L-E on purpose, because I wanted it to be reflective of the whole person, mind, body, and spirit, personally and professional journey of restoration. So Restoring the Whole in My Soul can be purchased on Amazon. But if you want a direct copy from me, which is autographed along with my own personal thank you, then I ask that you go to my website. The website is joycekiles.com, and it's on the home page. Again, it's joycekiles.com, and it's on the home page. And it's available as a paperback and an ebook. So that's how you can buy my book. And unless we've got just a couple of minutes, but Tracy, do you have anything in the next minute that you want to close out with?
Yes. Remember that your mess can become your message if you have the right tools. You don't have to go through it alone, just like you don't have to go through your situation alone. And we are connected to some individuals who are not only equipped, but also knowledgeable in how to assist you in your journey, whether it is domestic violence, whether it is overcoming domestic violence, whether it is in business, ministry, or in life. So take the opportunity today, even if it's a phone call, an inbox, an email, or a text. Do not suffer in silence, and do not grow alone, because that's why we're here. That's a part of our purpose, and we can extend it. But until you accept the gift, it's still only a present. So I thank you for joining us on tonight, and I thank you for this opportunity again, Ms. Joyce. Again, if you are looking for me on social media, I am LaTracy Copeland Hughes, serving you soon. And prayerfully, I'll get to see you at the retreat, April 20th through the 21st, excuse me, the 23rd, in Atlanta, Georgia. And you continue to be blessed.
All right, listening audience, thank you so much for tuning in, as you have so faithfully done each and every week. And for our new listeners, we look forward to having you join us again on next week. I am Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. We want to give a special thanks to Ms. LaTracy Copeland Hughes for being our very, very special guest. And as always, she brought a powerful message. Please, 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 I will strongly encourage you to connect with her. And LaTracy is spelled LaTracey. So I want to make sure that you included that, LaTracey, Copeland Hughes. Again, I'm Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and this has been another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. Thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to having you join us again on next Sunday. Be blessed.